This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, January 1st, 2024 on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is the New Year's edition of Monday Night Trivia. We'll see how many people are listening and wanting to play, but I'm ready for you no matter what. We don't have any stragglers this week. We do have a new question. And of course, we have our 11 bumper stumpers, and there is a theme. If you guess the theme, that's great. On the other hand, if you just know the artists of anything that I'm playing, well, that wins too. Again, the prizes are not worth having. You're doing it for the fun of it, but eventually you get a certificate and something else like a tabloid or a CD or something. All right, so that is the deal. Now you want the question. All right. By percentage of population around the world, this happens most often in Lithuania. In the United States, it happens most often in New Mexico. What is it? All right. That's obscure, to say the least. I go hard to look for questions that you can't easily research online. So, percentage of population shows Lithuania the leader. In the United States, it would be New Mexico. So, there's your question. And the bumper stumpers are coming up. But if you don't like my bumper stumpers, and if you don't want can't answer any of my questions, and I only ask them one at a time unless I screw up, then you can have your own category. And sky is the limit. Everybody knows something about something. It's just the way it is. And so you tell me what you know about, and I will come up with a question for you. And I'll prove it right now. We're going to kick it off tonight with Don in Beloit. So, Don, how's it going?
Hey, Happy New Year.
You too.
Yeah. I hope you and John, wish you both a merry, a happy 2024.
Well, yes, absolutely. It's just begun. Of course, Mercury retrograde has ended today, but I warn you, the shadow of the retrograde has not. So as far as the shadow period, we're in that until January 20th.
Well, I will hide under a table for any solar flares.
No need to worry about that. But should anything untoward have happened during this past Mercury retrograde, well, this is the cleanup phase through the 20th.
I just heard your quiz question here. I'm just going to throw out like a few, but how about chess playing? Something involving chess playing?
Nope.
Home birthing, like where you birth a baby at home?
Nope.
As funny as that might be.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of matchmaking?
Nope.
Okay. Well, there you go. I thought I would try.
Yes, you did.
Raleigh, could you just, for our friends at home, how did you end up at WROK? Was that, do you remember, you accepted that? Was there any kind of funny story that went along with that?
Well, it's interesting. I had been at KFI in Los Angeles and did not want to stay there full time. And so after that, I looked at a number of places, including Anchorage. I almost went to Anchorage. But the holdup there was I didn't only want them to pay me to get there, but after the job ended, for whatever reason, I wanted them to pay me to get back. Now, unfortunately, I have a lot of stuff, so they weren't game for that. So looking around at all sorts of possibilities, I had done some time at King in Seattle and didn't want to stay there. And what was weird is when WROK called, I said, no, Just no. And what was interesting when they started to talk money was that it was better than I would have gotten maybe even in Chicago. And the deal with that was that the guy who owned WROK had developed the tertiary tone for cart machines. So every cart machine sold, that family got money. So they really were running ROK as a Cadillac. But when they called me, the ratings had gone down some, and they thought that I'd be God's gift to the ratings. Well, I almost didn't take the job, but if you've read my book, I have my lists. I have four lists that make me decide everything, and I adhere to my lists. And so when I looked at the list, it shocked the heck out of me, and I said, well, I don't know. And so meanwhile, I decided, well, I'll try it. I got to Rockford, and it was the shock of my life, because I'd never done talk radio in a small market. I didn't realize that people would not call. And so the first month was a nightmare, because I kept trying to set up shows for people to participate, and they didn't. And so at the end of that, I realized one of two things had to happen. I either, you know, had to just play music, or I had to find a way to do the art of the four-hour monologue. It's the last time I ever worked a four-hour shift, by the way. I just can't do that. But anyhow, I did there, and The art of the four-hour monologue was interesting, because it wasn't too long before it became second nature to me. And that's when I realized that Rockford was the God's gift to me in terms of my career and my ability to do this. Now, what was interesting is I left there for a night job that was a nice six-figure job in San Diego. But I got there, and I followed the Padres on some nights, and they were dead last in the NL West and all that, and there were just no calls. And it was sort of like, thank you, Jesus, because if it weren't for Rockford, I wouldn't have survived that.
Right, right.
So that's how.
Point of order here, sorry, but what the heck is a cart machine?
Okay. Originally, everything that was going to be preserved in any format was preserved on disc. And so all radio stations had lathes where they cut the discs. And so when you heard Actualities or whatever, they were on disc. Now, it's funny, because the cheap owners would not pay for the little vacuum on the tone arm to vacuum up the shavings from the discs. And so those discs were cut from the inside out, if you're ready for that. So you were dealing with discs that you were playing on turntables, either inside out or outside in. And then here comes the mid-50s, and we now have tape, and that's fine, but it's reel-to-reel. The first thing to make this compact that came out, at least the first thing of my knowledge, and now suddenly I'm looking at one, and I can't even think of the name of these things. But anyway, it was a little metal cartridge, and it was on a loop, and it would play, and it would ultimately stop. But they were noisy, and I can't believe I can't think of the name of these, but I will. Anyway, the idea of this technology was very interesting, because if you could have something that would be able to stop and cue up to the right point and start again, it was a very convenient way to play commercials or even songs or things like that. The problem with the cart machine originally was they couldn't figure out the tertiary tone, the thing that would make it cue up to the next event, period. They just, and the guy who did, Vern Nolte, owned WROK. So for years and years and years, radio stations, all the music you heard, and that was later, of course, and certainly all the commercials and jingles and all that, were on carts. And carts looked a little like eight tracks, but they weren't eight tracks. But it was the same. It was a similar, I won't say the same because it wasn't the same, a similar technology. So it wouldn't have worked without the tertiary tone. And that's what Vern Nolte came up with.
Automatic tape company, Fidelipec.
That was one of the companies. No, they all used his patent. There were many, many, many companies.
Okay.
He had
automatic tape company. Interesting. You taught me something. I gotta jump in on this and study it now.
Yeah,
okay.
He had the patent on it, so it came out under many, many names, not just Fidelipec by any means.
It's amazing how this looks so much like
McKenzie. Okay, I had to stop you. McKenzie. That's what the hell they were. They were McKenzies, and this was the bridge between reel-to-reel tape and carts. The McKenzie, and it was a little metal box that ultimately worked, but it was noisy as hell, so you really didn't want it in the control room.
Well, on behalf of the Frito-Lay users around here, at least you were hustling out the Frito-Lay people, and you got your ladies listening to you out here and so on.
I did a number of remotes, and liked every one of them, you know, as far as that goes. So not only D-Day Dorito Day, but many others as well.
Well, if you can still do it, I'd love it if you could give me a World War II trivia question.
I don't see why not. Here we are. You'll know this right away because it was the most produced fighter aircraft in history, with a total of 33,984 produced from 1936 to 1945.
36, that's a giveaway. Of course, I knew what this was the minute you said it, but the Messerschmitt ME-109.
That's it.
They had plenty of them. They just didn't have any gas or fuel in the last few years.
Good
pilots everywhere and trains, right?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good one. Listen, what a great show you have. And thank you for all that you and John do. And you just go on and have a great show tonight.
Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right. So add your name to the stack. Yeah. So Don's stash just increased. See, he gets more tablets or more CDs or DVDs or something. And sooner or later, we will mail them out. And so, oh man, I tell you, the best plans, you know. But we'll get them out. We did last year, and thank God, Scotty got his before he left us, and I'm very pleased about that. So we'll get to Ruth and Gertie, who wants a Liz Taylor question, and Barry in New Hampshire, who wants charts. We're going to do 1967 New Year's Day. I can do that and more right here. It is Monday Night Trivia. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
A lot of girls, anyone would do, they stood in a line. I've done a lot of things others wouldn't do, and there were times I broke a lot of hearts, I didn't give a damn, except for myself. I tried to stand apart, but no one really can stay on a shelf. I've had my share of stormy weather, had my share of pain, but now I'm coming. I'd even rob and steal, knowing the strong survive. My old man used to say, grab and never pay, good guys come and last. All that is through, and all we got to do is forget the past. Now I know the years I've wasted have really been a shame.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is he? It's hard to find out what he has in common with every other act we're going to play tonight, so we'll stay off that, but maybe you know the song, 1969 on Double Shot. So, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. That's the bumper stumper now. Ruth and Gurney wants Liz Taylor trivia, and I can do that. How's it going, Ruth?
Hi, Raleigh. I want to say that recently, I heard, as I do often, some R&B gospel music on radio stations that come through not only Chicago but in other locations. And one of them in particular was so incredible, and he was saying, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And I answered back, praise the Lord, pass the healings. Praise the Lord, pass the blessings. So for Scotty, who was there last New Year's, I am going to say he passed the blessings. He praised the Lord and passed the blessings with his God bless yous. Now, Liz Taylor, okay. I saw almost nothing in her movies. And so therefore, I had a specific reason why I wanted to ask this as a trivia question.
Okay.
Maybe you would find the answer that I would answer because of why I'm doing that request. I also have a song to request. but I'm going to let you tell me what you want for an answer for the trivia.
Okay, there's so...
And then I'll tell you why I called you.
So many with Liz Taylor, I don't know where to begin, so we'll do one that I think is pretty easy. What film did she make that she was most proud of? And this was an interview just before she died, actually, and she said, the film I'm proudest of is...
Well, as I said, I hadn't seen her movies, but what could she possibly... Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Absolutely, we have a winner. Told you you could do it.
That's amazing, because I actually thought it might be Cleopatra.
No, it was...
Because there's a lady that calls Coast to Coast, and she says she was Cleopatra.
Oh, great.
She's called several times, and she's pretty good on some of the information that she gives out. But now... The reason why I called to ask the question, and so actually I like being a loser, but it being New Year's Day, I find that it is going to be an incredible 2024 for lots of reasons. I also have a St. Francis.
Okay, but
calendar.
But Liz won't be here, so wrap it up with why did you want the question?
Oh, I got called. Okay. In the back in the 1970s, I had seen an article in the Tribune, and for some odd reason, I remembered it amongst all the newspaper articles that I'd been reading and magazines. There was an article about Liz Taylor fishing in Round Lake. Her uncle owned a resort or property on Round Lake, and I lived on Round Lake, and I also missed going to a fishing derby because my car wouldn't start.
Mm.
And so I asked someone else to drive me to the Round Lake Beach lakefront so I could take my kids to this fishing derby. So I found out that somebody probably pulled the spark plug and did not want me to go to that fishing derby. So the person that I had seen down that street in Chicago in the 1960s, who boarded the train to the Libertyville train station, thought that I was doing something shenanigans. I wanted to make this about Liz Taylor.
All right.
Before she went to do National Velvet and all the other movies, she married her soulmate, Mike Todd. Now, he's buried along the 305 bus route down Harlem Avenue. And I used to pass by that for years, and that was the cemetery that he's buried in. But it was interesting how she continued to find all these other candidates, and I thought, why would you ever marry again when you were married to your soulmate and she was so devastated?
All right, well, that could be a long story, but that could be the whole show and many shows to come. But in the meantime, here's the deal. You are a winner. You are a winner, and so hang on, and we're going to get your address, and John will confirm that, and eventually you'll get something in the mail, so thanks. I appreciate it, Ruth. All right, 888-876-5593. Let me put Ruth on hold and without dropping her so that John can get that address, because she won. All right, we're going to do charts with Jake in Skokie and Barry in New Hampshire. There's movie trivia coming up with Lisa in Dundee. And Jim in Chicago, however, wants to take a guess at our question. So, by percentage of population around the world, this happens most often in Lithuania. In the United States, it happens most often in New Mexico. What is it? So, what do you think, Jim?
Hi there, Raleigh. How are you doing tonight?
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I have one guess and one guess only. Hot air ballooning.
What a nice guess. It's not right, but it's a fine guess.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
Thanks for trying.
Have a good evening.
You
and Happy New Year.
You too. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And yes, charts are coming up. 1969 for Jake. 1967 for Barry, and Lisa's movie trivia from the 40s. But, you know, there's a few lines available for you. And, again, our question, by percentage of population around the world, this happens most often, in Lithuania. In the United States, it happens most often in New Mexico. What is it? All right, so there's my question. Another bumper stumper coming up, and I don't know, will it get you closer to knowing the theme? Maybe not, but hopefully you'll know the artist. In any event, I think you'll laugh at the song. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
I met a little chick in a neighborhood bar. I took her out for a ride in my brand new car. I said, "Hey, baby, move over close by my side." The chick moved way over to the other side. Uh-oh, you gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. Gotta walk home, baby, 'cause you just won't treat me right. We parked to look at the city lights. She said, "It really is a very beautiful sight." So I moved a little closer to her so I could see. She said, "Oh no, daddy, move away from me." Oh,
get out of the car.
You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby, 'cause you just won't treat me right.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yeah. Politically incorrect, to say the least, for 2024. However, in 1951, actually, for it might have been 54. I have to look. It doesn't say on the single because they didn't used to have to write that, but I think that I did check that out. 1955. All right, very good. So who are they? 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, what do they have in common with our first artist? And that's a little early probably to form a theme, but maybe you know the artist anyway. Yeah, exactly. I love songs like that, but occasionally, you know, I'll be doing songs like, oh, and no one will have any idea what it came from. Well, now you know, at least on that one, it came from Get Out of My Car. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and let's see, shall we start with charts? Barry in New Hampshire was first up on that. So how's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh. Happy New Year.
You too.
You enjoying?
You too. So we're going to do January 1st, 1967. All right.
Yes.
All right. I will be happy to do that. We have it. And here we go. Number one, I'm a Believer.
The Monkees.
Number two, Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
The Royal...
Yeah, you can do this.
Yeah, the Royal... Redman, Royal...
I'll give you 50%. It was on Laurie, the Royal Guardsman. And
Guardsman.
Yeah, that was... Okay, number three, Tell It Like It Is. Aaron Neville, okay, we'll take it.
Aaron Neville, yeah.
Number four, Winchester Cathedral. You need a new year.
Yeah, I should...
Winchester Cathedral was the new vaudeville band. Number five.
Yes.
Number five, Sugartown.
Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah. Number six, That's Life.
Frank Sinatra.
Number seven, Good Thing.
Party Band the Raiders.
Number eight, Words of Love.
Mummers and the Puppets.
Yeah, number nine, Standing in the Shadows of Love. You can do this.
Yeah. Temptations.
Four Tops. Okay.
Four Tops.
And number 10, Mellow Yellow.
Donovan.
All right. Well, I think you got it by the skin of your teeth because I gave you half credit for Snoopy. All right. So hang on. Don't go away. Pick another year next time.
All right.
So, yeah. but that's not bad. Barry was a youngster when that year rolled around. So I don't even want to ask why. It's too depressing to the rest of us. Jake and Skokie, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, welcome.
How are you? Raleigh. How are you, Jake?
Oh, no, good. It really could be any year, any month. I don't study them.
Well,
it's more fun if I don't.
You get to pick it. So if you want the end of 69, the end of 69 is what you'll get.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Number one, someday we'll be together.
Supremes?
Yes. Number two, leaving on a jet plane.
Well, I believe it's the Peter, Paul, and Mary version
yes,
of it.
Yes, absolutely. My bags are packed. I'm ready to go. Number three, raindrops keep falling on my head.
Oh, I do not like that song.
Oh,
he was up at Ravinia. Thompson.
No, you can do this.
Thompson.
It starts with initials.
B.J. Thomas.
Okay, number four, down on the corner.
Oh, Creedence.
Yeah, number five, Nana, hey, hey, kiss him goodbye.
Oh, yeah, very famous, and I don't know who actually did it, though.
It was a group.
No,
can't name any other record by this group, at least most people can't.
One hit winner, Marles.
Yeah. Was on Fontana.
Yeah, White Sox games when they were winning. No, I don't know the name of the band.
That was Steam, was not a Hey Hey.
Steam. Okay.
Number six, Holly Holy.
Oh,
yeah.
My national favorite, Neil Diamond.
Yeah. Number seven.
Although,
you're right, it is absolutely true. Come Together.
Oh, Beatles.
Mm-hmm. Number eight, I Want You Back.
Jackson 5.
Yes. Number 9, Whole Lot of Love.
Zeppelin.
Yep. Number 10, Take a Letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life.
New life. Irby Greaves.
Absolutely. You are a winner. Yes.
All right.
Hang on. Don't go away. Very good. Well done. All right. So yes, that's it. That's for Jake in Skokie, and I'll put him on hold so John can confirm his address, and that's what we'll do with that. All right. And now, let's see if we can possibly do some movie trivia with Lisa. Then we've got a 1965 lyrics with Fran. Of course, another bumper stumper in there. And Leah and Marcus Hooks wants Christmas movies. So Lisa in Dundee, this will be easy. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. Happy New Year.
And you too.
Thank you very much. You know, I just want to say that my New Year's resolution this year is to try and have just a small percentage of the patience that you have, because it's amazing to me. It really is. So.
Yeah, I don't know what it's from. Years ago, I remember a person I was with at the time did an entire talk show. This had to be the 60s. On the fact that I never got upset when contact paper would stick together. I had agreed to do his shelves, and I did it, you know, big kitchen too. I should have probably questioned about that first, but anyway, I went and I did his shelves. And of course, contact paper invariably, you know, sticks together.
Oh,
and he said, I've never seen anybody who quietly peels it apart, but yeah, I do that. I don't know why. So,
yeah, are you like that? Are you that patient? I guess you must be.
You know, I don't know. I had another program director when I worked in Durham, and every day he would come into my office, and I had a whole big thing of paper clips that were in a bowl, and he'd take the bowl and he'd drop it on the floor. And every day, you know, I'd sit there talking to him, and I'd pick up all the paper clips. And after a few months, he said, I can't believe you've never said a word. I said, well, we were just having a conversation. I don't care about picking up the paper clips.
Yeah, see?
Oh,
oh,
yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm sure some things matter, but things like that don't, you know. I go for the bigger stuff.
No, I mean,
stuff.
I know there's bigger things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Know,
Exactly.
As a listener, I sit back and I think, oh boy.
Oh, you should see me in my negotiations with cellular phone companies for tower space.
I would love it.
It's a little more hectic. So,
not that much.
Yeah. Well, I prevail. In any event, we're talking 1944, and you will know this movie. You will know the movie Laura. And what I want to know, who was cast in lead role?
The female or the male?
Yeah, Laura, Jean.
Laura, that was Jean Tierney.
Absolutely right.
And Dana Andrews was the male.
Yeah, and that was her first, I guess it was like her 12th feature film, and she had a lot of people. She worked against Henry Fonda and all that, so Jean Tierney, it was, and that was Otto Preminger. So you are a winner.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, hang on, don't go away. All right,
thank
you. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we'll see how Leah does with her Christmas movies, and Fran with her lyrics. I've already picked them out. Oh, Jerry in Montana wants 1968 charts. So, and there's room for you, too, at 888-876-5593. If you listen to the show, the one thing I know about you is you're a radio lover. You couldn't put up with me if you weren't. Well, let me talk about the C. Crane Company. And undoubtedly, you know about Bob Crane because he should be knighted. When many decades ago we realized that radio reception just wasn't what it should be, Bob said, I can do it better, and boy did he. Every radio that you will see in the C. Crane catalog has one thing in common. They all have terrific reception, both AM and FM. And one of the neatest, and this is the radio that John has by his bedside. I can't pry him away from it. And that's the CC Radio 3 with the addition of Bluetooth. It's the almost everything. So you can use that Bluetooth and listen to radio shows and podcasts from any smartphone or speaker. And if you're listening primarily for voice content, the CC Radio 3 might be worth the price alone because the audio quality for the spoken word is just terrific. You've got bass and treble controls that can be adjusted to your perfect pitch if you disagree. You can immerse yourself in audio clarity however you want to hear it. But to me, it's all about reception. And the CC Radio 3 has great reception for long-range AM and FM stations and emergency capabilities like the NOAA weather band and the 2-meter ham band as well, which is a lot of fun to listen to even when it's not an emergency. Now, it runs on the included power cord, but a set of batteries will last over 170 hours, which is nice, but it's terrific. It's got digital readout, and it's got some presets that you can set yourself. You can fine-tune it, which is really nice to be able to do that in very small increments. So, basically no one's broadcasting off frequency, but nonetheless, depending on what kind of stuff you got going on above you, you might want to fine-tune it more specifically. And it's just terrific for that alone. You can go online to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com, and you can look at the CC Radio 3 and all the other terrific radios, too. But if you can't go online, you can call them. They've got the world's best customer service at 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. They'll answer all your questions. They'll send you a hard copy of the catalog, and you can take an order, too. They'll do that. But best thing to do if you can go online, man, it's a catalog that you'll just love it. You'll come away, there's something you'll say, I got to have one of those. So be careful. But ccradio.com is the website. You look at that CC Radio 3, you tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
The jail was dark, and the warden was screaming.
All right, you jailbirds, the lights are out. Start dreaming.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy. Billy, can you hear me?
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Obviously, it's an answer record to Lloyd Price, 1959 on King, but who is he? And what does he have in common with the other two we've played so far? And another eight to go as far as that goes. 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And that is taking us to Leah in Marcus Hook. How's it going, Leah?
Oh, good. Happy New Year, Raleigh.
Well, you too.
Thank you. You know, I sent you guys a card for the holidays.
Oh, well, thanks.
It came back.
It came back. Well, you sent it to the wrong address, no doubt.
I had the wrong P.O. box.
Oh, yeah. It's 977 now, not 292. It changed several years ago. Yeah. And
yep, I had the wrong P.O. box.
And, you know, they're just in the same. The post office changed it. You'd figure that they know that. It's in the same post office right there. But no, after a few years, they got uppity and said, we just sent it back. All right.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Unable to forward in that.
Yeah, right. Unable to walk 3 paces down the row there and put it in another box.
I know. I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah. So yes,
lazy.
It's 977. Everything else. Yeah.
Well, I will resend it.
Oh, well, thank you. All right. So a holiday, a Christmas movies. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm still in the Christmas frame of mind.
Well, very good. Yes, well, you know, it's not
still
over.
Watching Hallmark Christmas movies. So.
It's not over till it's over, and this is the final meeting of the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club. And you know, at the conclusion of this show, then the holidays will be over. But right now, they're still in full swing, so that's just fine. Here we go.
Well, we leave our tree up until Valentine's Day.
Okay. Well, some people, of course, never take it down. So what can I say? All right.
That's true. Some people leave it up and then decorate it for every holiday. Like they decorate it for Valentine's Day with hearts, and then they decorate it for the 4th of July with flags and stuff. Some
I
people do leave it up all
God
year round.
It, hope to God it's not a living tree.
No. Fake one.
Man, because that could get really bad after a while. All right. So.
Yeah.
What is the name of the Grinch's love interest in How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Love interest?
Yeah.
The Grinch has a love interest?
Apparently so. Now, you know, remember, I read these things online. I might as well be speaking Swahili.
The Grinch has a love... Is this the Jim Carrey version?
I don't know. Are there more? I'm looking at a picture of it, and I have no idea.
Is this the original cartoon animated one, or the Jim Carrey version?
I guess
the Grinch has a love interest.
The Grinch has a love interest, and let me further look this up to make sure that that in fact.
I don't know about that.
Okay, so
I've seen it like a million times, and I've never.
All right. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we absolutely have. Is the love interest of the Grinch and of Mayor Augustus Mayhew.
Okay, this must be the Jim Carrey version.
Well, how the hell would I know this? But it doesn't.
Yeah.
It
no,
doesn't.
I think it is.
It doesn't say. But I believe.
I think it is.
I believe that this love interest is a major character in a live action adaptation of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah, it's the Jim Carrey version. Okay.
So it's a love interest.
Yeah, I've only seen it once, so I don't know, because I've seen the animated version like 1,000 times, but I've only seen the Jim Carrey version once, so I'm clueless on this.
Well, it was played by Christine Baranski.
Baranski, yeah.
Right.
Christine Baranski, yeah.
So she played the love interest.
Yeah, I remember her in it, yeah.
Yeah, Martha May Hoovier.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and apparently there are some very notable scenes. I wouldn't know, but apparently Martha May was not in The Grinch 2018. I didn't realize they kept making these things.
Yeah.
Oh, frightening.
Yeah, it wasn't all that, you know. I prefer the original animated version.
Well, see, and I wouldn't know. So
you wouldn't know because you don't watch movies.
No, I don't. Well, here's another one. I don't know what movie from which it is. What is the name of the Grinch's loyal dog?
Dog.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
All right. Well, that would be Max. I have absolutely no idea. You know, like I say, we'll try for more common movies. I thought The Grinch That Stole Christmas would probably be common, but in fact, it's so common that there are more versions than one. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's
all right.
Okay.
We'll try better next time.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Fran is in Austin, and she wants lyrics. Okay, Fran, how's it going?
Oh, it's going all right. Well, Happy New Year.
Yes, yes. Well, we'll see how happy it is. It's not doing great for anybody in Japan.
Yeah,
right
no, I don't. Well, I won't go into that because that wouldn't be. Anyway, I hope it's a happier New Year than I think it might be. Let's put it that way.
Well, we'll see. It will be. if nothing else, it will have a certain amount of interesting moments, no doubt.
Yes, I don't know who was it that said may you live in interesting times.
Yes, that's an old like Chinese proverb or what have you.
Yeah, well, whether we like it or not, I guess we can say that we do live in interesting times.
Exactly. All right, you want 1960?
A little too interesting.
Yeah, well, there is that.
Anyway, 1965.
1965
yeah.
Lyrics. Oh, do I love you with all my heart? And notice the inflection. Oh, do I love you with all my heart?
I did, but I'm still... I'm not even coming up with that.
Okay, the next line, I do now. Yes, I do. You're telling me you've never heard this record. Wouldn't that be funny? It charted, obviously. I didn't pull it out of nowhere, and it's one of my favorite songs, actually, which I guess says everything you need to know about me. But let's see.
I'm drawing a blank so far.
And probably everybody in Chicago would remember it. You'll know it if you hear it. Do you need more than that?
Oh my goodness. I'm going to kick myself so I know this. I know I've heard it recently, as a matter of fact, on your show, probably.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yes.
I'm not coming up with the title.
Well, it's called I Do.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, by the Marvelos, and I have tons of Marvelo records. For a while, they put out an album with the Esquires in the 60s, the Marvelos Meet the Esquires kind of thing, and In the Morning, and Your Little Sister, and I'm Without a Girl, none of which My Heart, A Friend, You're Breaking My Heart, you've never heard of any of these, but I thought you'd heard of I Do. It charted.
I have. I'm sure I have. Right. I just, you know, having an off night.
Right. I'll try to be better next time.
I know. As soon as you started to play it, I'm like, I know I've heard this recently, and it was on Raleigh's show.
Yes. or at least on KJ, so. Yeah. All right. Good deal. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. So,
good luck next time. Thanks.
Thanks. Right after the news, we will get to Jerry in Montana and do 1968 charts. There'll be room for you, too, on WGN Radio.
make it one more day.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and who is that? All right, so what does he have in common with every other artist we've played so far? Which would be three others. And those are the bumper stumpers. If you know the artist, that's great. If you know the theme, that's good, too. And we have a question. I should get back to it, because we do. And that is, by percentage of population around the world, this happens most often in Lithuania. In the United States, it happens most often in New Mexico. What is it? 888-876-5593. And you know the deal. If you don't know my questions and you don't know my bumper stumpers, there's saving for you, because you can have your own category and it can be virtually anything. And I love it when you do charts, because it's fun for all of us, or lyrics, things of that nature. And we're going to go to Jerry in Montana. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Jerry.
Hello, Raleigh. I don't have answers to who the artist was, how he's connected. I think the New Mexico deal, would it be reruns of the Siskel Kid?
No, it would not.
Okay, I didn't think, and in fact, I don't think there was any conclusion to the Grinch deal last hour.
Oh, it was Martha May.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got all confused, yeah. You know.
Well, I don't blame you.
I hate Jim Carrey, so I don't know anything about it.
See,
so.
I wouldn't have even known he was in the movie. I know none of this. All right, I just looked up Christmas movie trivia, and that's what came out. What was the Grinch's love interest? And the answer was Martha May. So, beats me. Now,
okay, I don't know who she is either, so well, maybe we should just move on to charts.
Right, right, exactly. Well, she apparently is, it was an actress, Baranski was the actress's name, but I don't know. In any event, here's what I need to know. It says 19...
Is she from Lithuania?
No, I don't think so. But with that name, I guess anything's possible, isn't it? I don't know I don't know what Lithuanian names would be. But here's our deal. 1968 is a big year, starting in January, ending in December. What month do you want?
I don't care. I guess June, July.
Okay.
You know.
All right. So why don't we do July 13th?
Okay.
1968. Number one. This guy's in love with you.
Herb Alpert.
Yes. Number two, The Horse.
Chris Noble and Company.
Cliff Noble, but I'll give it to you. All right. Number three, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Rolling Stones.
Number four, Lady Willpower.
Gary Puckett, Union Gap.
Yes. Number five, Go Raisin' in the Grass, instrumental.
Friends of Distinction.
No, I say instrumental. So we gotta go with that.
Hugh Masekela.
Yes. Number six, The Look of Love, and unfortunately not the wonderful Leslie Gore song.
I would say Dusty Springfield.
Well, you'd be right if you said Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66, but all right.
Okay, well, I was wrong.
That's all right. That's all right. You know, you can get three wrong and still win. Number seven, Angel of the Morning.
Merrily Rush and the Turnabouts.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, and you even knew the Turnabouts. Good. You must have gone to a Pado de Dance. All right, number eight, Stones.
No, actually, you know what? In 1968, I was working at K-Fire in Bismarck, North Dakota.
What a wonder. Did you work with Orly Knutson?
I came there after, the crazy Norwegian.
Yes.
I came there probably a year afterwards.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
He had gone on to Minneapolis, I think.
Right, absolutely. So it was Myers Broadcasting at the time, I think.
Yeah, Meyer Broadcasting. Yeah, so we weren't allowed to play Angel of the Morning.
That's for the best. But having nothing to do with content. Yeah,
it was, I guess, a lyric thing, you know, so whatever.
I'd have kicked it out just on the way it sounded. But
well, in 69, I worked for a radio station in Pennsylvania, and we weren't allowed to play the instrumental version of MASH.
Oh, geez. Where in Pennsylvania?
Altoona.
Oh my God, you're the first person I know who actually worked Altoona. I've been there. That had to be a depressing period of time.
I worked there 29 years, Raleigh.
You did?
Yeah.
Really? 29 years in Altoona?
69 to 98.
Oh my God. All in radio?
Yes. And most of them at one station.
I'm just shocked. So I don't even want to guess. Not FBG. I'm not going with that. Maybe RT.
That's where I was.
You were? Okay. The big 1290.
Yeah, the mighty 1290.
Yeah.
The Rock of Altoona one time.
Yes, that's... Wow. All right. Well, that's... and they're still around, of course. They're not rocking, but they are absolutely still around. So,
yeah, I think it's, it's gone to the FM. I think the AM's just a satellite music format now. I haven't been there for 25 years, so.
Wow. Wow. That's a tough area. I got to tell you, a lot of impoverishment near Altoona.
It's good basic training for a lot of things, like driving,
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, well... So there is that, I guess. But yeah, that's FBG. I'll be darned.
No, it's a good town. I liked it. It's a good town.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Yeah. Well, that 1290 had 5 kilowatts in the day, and it was hardly directional at night. I think it was a 4-tower array. But
It was actually a cloverleaf pattern at night.
Yeah.
And there were the nulls in there. You couldn't get it like. A mile out of town. So, yeah. It was a bad, not a great signal. So.
And they've got a translator now there. I know that. That's their FM counterpart. But like all translators, we're not talking about a whole lot of power there. But even so, wow. All right. Altoona. I'm impressed. So I knew sooner or later I'd met somebody who worked Altoona, but you're the first.
Well, I'm sure you know some guys that have been through there.
I'm not 100% sure that's maybe, of course.
How about Buck Buchanan?
Okay, I know who he is, and I certainly know from L.A., but no, I didn't work with him.
Yeah, he was a good friend of mine. He was a great guy,
Wow.
I'm trying to think who Bill Rock went through there.
I'll be darned. But yeah, Buck's been gone quite a while now. What, about 2005?
I'm thinking probably at least 20 years.
Yeah,
now.
Close. Yeah, absolutely close.
I met his dad one time, Edgar. He came to visit.
Really? Okay.
And it was crazy because you walk down the hall, and I watched Petticoat Junction for so many years. he just looked like he did like Uncle Joe at the Shady Rest,
Man. That's great. And he was working in Hawaii before he died, I think.
Yeah, he actually worked for Hawaii before he worked for us.
Oh, really? Well, I guess I remember him. He was on KBLA when it was KBLA. And he did news for Emperor Bob Hudson. And he also worked for Dave Diamond. Now, Dave Diamond later went on. None of these people are with us anymore, sadly. But Dave Diamond was living, I don't know if it was Montana or not, but somewhere near that. Might have been the Dakotas.
Yeah, and Buck could do great in impersonations, too.
Yeah, so, right. And, his dad, I know, probably died in the 70s, probably. But I think that Buck had bought something in Hawaii and then later went back to Hawaii. And he had a lot of famous people, like Bill Thompson working for him and stuff like that.
Well, so. I think Buck worked for us in probably 75, 76,
okay.
77. And Edgar was alive at that one time.
Yeah, I think he died like about 79, right. Right.
Yeah. So,
I'll be darned. No.
He was a registered dentist,
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the old man, he's a DMD. Yeah.
I had no idea. I just knew he was a character actor more than anything, but a dentist, huh? How about that? Huh. Well, you learn something new every day. I had no idea. Well, all right. But I'm looking him up now to see what the deal is. And he was around quite a while. And yeah, he died in 79. That's what I thought, in Palm Desert. So yeah. Absolutely. So now I want to see. And how about that? They moved from Eugene to Aladena, you know, L.A. area, where they relocated their dental practice. And that's when he joined the Pasadena Playhouse. And I guess the rest was history.
Yeah, I'll tell you who else worked in Altoona. I don't watch the QVC or whatever those shopping channels are. Uh-huh. But the guy that does the Sunday mornings on there, David Venable, I think.
I don't know.
He worked Altoona for a few years.
Wow. So, okay, got to ask, after all those years in Altoona, I wouldn't normally think, oh, sure, he'll go to Montana. How did that happen?
Well, I was born and raised here. I was born and raised in Great Falls.
Okay. Sure. Know it well. All right. Well, good.
And then 68, I went to Bismarck, and then Minot, and then Altoona.
Minot's
tough, too. And then Akron, and then from Akron back to Altoona.
So Akron, AKR, or where?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, well, good. Well, yeah, if you can survive some of those places, I guess you can survive Altoona, so why not?
Yeah, well, I didn't mind Altoona. I didn't like Akron. I you know, I did all nights, and okay. Yeah, it was a good job, and but I just, at the time, and you know, I was probably 22, 23, I didn't want to work all nights. I mean, I did, but... It smelled like rubber, you know, there was a rubber
well, it's Akron, what you, of course, but you know.
Well, I know, I didn't like it as well as Central Pennsylvania,
right.
not enough green, you know,
well,
mountains.
Certainly got some green. We always used to say about Pennsylvania that there was Pittsburgh at one end and Philadelphia in the other and Alabama in the middle, so.
Yeah, That's sort of how it is politically, I guess. But
all right, so there you have it, and you're a winner, of course. You got all your songs right. So hang on, don't go away.
Wow, I won again. Well, that's good. That's
yeah,
good.
Eventually you'll get something. I promise. And stick around.
Well, that's fine. I enjoy the show. You know, you do good radio, and that's what can I say? I don't really know what to say. I'm like on a 50,000-watt station.
Well, I'll tell you, K-Fire wasn't 50,000 watts, but it sure did cover it like it, especially in the day. K-Fire was everywhere in the Dakotas, and anybody who has been through there knows K-Fire. It's just one of those things.
Well, you know, when I was there, they said, and I just... took them for their word, but they promoted. They had the largest daytime coverage signal in the United States.
And I knew they promoted that. I think that's probably largely true. I think there were some other people who it would be equal to it. But when I think of the Dakotas and I think about Heritage Radio, there's two things I think about in the Dakotas when it comes to that. One, of course, is K-Fire when Meyer had it. But the other is WNAX in Yankton and the Neighbor Lady. And so that was such a big deal. And so
that's right. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
And we were and also on our IDs, it seemed like we used that. I can't looking back at it, seems like we said like it was heard in five states.
Oh yeah.
Canadian,
yeah, right.
Provinces.
Absolutely. Yes. And that part was true as far as
I know it was Montana, Alberta, Saskatchewan, North and South Dakota.
Right. Absolutely, and you know, little pieces of other things too. But no, that was a great signal all the way around.
Hey, I'll tell you a quick radio story. My friend, the All Night Man in Akron, and he's still to this day he's working in broadcasting in Montana. He's a respected newscaster.
Okay,
but he was the All Night Man, and he had a friend in Minneapolis, and. Two 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. He used to take K-Fire off directional and put it on non-directional.
Yeah.
K-Fire would come in the downtown Minneapolis.
Of course it would. Of course it would. You know, anybody don't know, that's 550. I mean, come on. Of course it would.
And I think they had like an 800-foot supporting tower like that.
It was a nice tower. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm sure that he could only do that in the middle of the night and not for very long, because that's the kind of thing that would have gotten complaints out the yin-yang.
Oh, I know. He did it a few times, though. He got away with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, and all of us who used to have to do the pattern changes, there were those days when we just plumb forgot. So, you know, then you get calls from all over the place and you say, uh-oh. Yeah. So, good. Well, fun stuff. Always good to hear from you, Jerry. Thank you.
Yeah, I heard just one quick thing. I heard you the other night. I heard part of it that you at one time you had taken field intensity.
Of course.
Yeah, and I mean that's how it was in the old days. I think all us old guys in radio, yeah, we did the field intensity readings. We went to the transmitter, you know, like K-Fire, you had to when they switched directional, you had to go out to the tower shack and take a set of readings. So yeah, it was a different ball game then.
Absolutely. Although some things haven't changed. You know, there are still NRSC reports you got to do every year or so. Yeah, but at least not what it was.
At least you're doing the BMI logs now by computer.
Well, I don't know what you're doing with that, actually. You know, they've never, ever asked me to report. I mean, I pay the money, obviously, but in terms of give them a sample of what I'm doing, nah, not a clue.
It seems like once a year, though, for a week or something,
yeah,
we had to write down.
Yeah, that you sure used to, but now if you're selected, I think you send stuff in, but I've never been selected.
Yeah, I just remember the names writing in them back in the 60s, writing them down, because so many of the artists then didn't write their own songs, and they had three or four writers.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And you know, now, unfortunately, with split royalties, it gets really odd, because some of the writers might not all be BMI, some might be ASCAP or what have you, and then you got the publishing thing. So, yeah, it's a lot different now. All right, well...
Yeah, well, listen, good talking to you. And
likewise.
I do, I like good radio, and I just appreciate hearing it, and... you know, you're one of those things. I always wanted to be in radio when I was a kid, so got in when I was 16, and it's been 62 years now, 63, I guess.
Well, you know, the deal is, we don't get into radio. Radio gets into us.
Yeah. Amen. The job you love to hate, right?
Yeah, precisely. But all of us, we're not very old when we realize this is what we do. You know, and anybody who's a newcomer to it, I'm not sure that I consider them real radio people. Like a lot of the talk show hosts who are around today, it's like, you know, and where did you cut your teeth? Yeah. So anyway, I hope you'll call me again.
It.
I hope you'll call me again soon. And I'm going to put you on hold confirm
good.
That address.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Don't go away. We'll confirm that address. And always good to hear from you. I'm counting on Jerry calling back. That's fun. We'll get to Don and Beloit. We got Sam and Gurney. We got room for you, too, as we continue with trivia. We're at the halfway mark. And, of course, this is the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club. This is the closing program, because it'll be safe soon. You can come out. And we'll pick it up there on WGN Radio. in radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, I'm not sure if that'll give away the theme, but that should be a record that's known to some Chicagoans anyway. 1965. Who are they? All right, so 888-876-5593. There's your bumper stumper. Your question: by population, percentage of population around the world, this happens most often in Lithuania. In the United States, it happens most often in New Mexico. What is it? All right, 888-876-5593. And Don and Beloit is back. So what do you think, Don?
Yeah, I called back because I think I got this one. Boy, this is a lot of grim statistics, but I think this is highest alcohol-related deaths.
Nice, but not right.
Okay. How about suicide?
We have a winner.
Wow. Wow. Okay, well...
You're absolutely
there you
right.
Go.
By percentage. Now, see, Russia, I think, was close behind Lithuania, but I would have expected Russia to be higher on the list. But Lithuania, number one place per capita, and likewise in America, New Mexico. So with that in mind, for extra credit, you don't have to, but somebody else might. What state has the lowest rate of that?
Oh, all the happy people. Where would they be? Oh, let me think for a second. I'll just say my own Wisconsin. How about that?
Nope. So, okay, good deal. So hang on, though. You're a winner. Don't go away. All right, so that is the deal. Yeah, suicide per capita most often in Lithuania and in the United States most often in New Mexico. I would have not expected that, but clearly Don and Beloit did. So pretty good there. All right, so we're going to move on to Mark in Aurora. How are you tonight, Mark?
Oh, I'm pretty mellow. I went out with a friend today to a brewery for fish and chips and beers, and I'm mellowed out right now.
Very nice. I'll accept that. And you've decided that January of 1965 is 1975 is the year. Yeah, wishful thinking. The year
that 74 would have continued my series of years, except now we've moved into a new year.
So we'll do.
So in order to get the same songs, we have to do 75.
All right. So here we are. You ready?
Yeah. As early as I'll ever be.
Number one, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Elton John.
Very good, yes. Number two, You're the First, the Last, My Everything.
Barry White.
Yes. Number three, Junior's Farm.
Oh, Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Number four, Laughter in the Rain.
Ah, Neil Sedaka. I still like that song.
Yep. Number five, Mandy.
Barry Manilow.
Yes. Number six, Only You.
Ringo.
Yes. Number seven, Boogie On Reggae Woman.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes. Number eight, Please, Mr. Postman.
The Carpenters.
Number nine, Kung Fu Fighting.
Carl Douglas.
And number 10, One Man Woman, One Woman Man.
Oh.
This won't get you. It was a follow-up to a song that's become infamous. At least on this show.
Oh, yes, Paul Anka.
with Odia Coates, that's correct. That was the follow-up to...
You mean Odia's Blokes?
Yeah, I absolutely. So that was the follow-up to Having My Baby was One Man Woman, One Woman Man. Oh, God,
yep.
got to number 10 with a bullet. So you did very well. Let's see how far you go. Number 11, Morningside at the Mountain.
Well, and this will be the one I don't know.
Yeah, obviously it's not the Tommy Edwards original. So
no.
What urchins would have been doing covers around this time?
Oh, the Franco family?
No, it's worse than that, Donnie and Marie Osmond. But
oh! Okay.
Yes, but you did very well. You aced the top 10, 100%. Congratulations.
Okay, Happy New Year, everybody.
All right, you too. Hang on, don't go away. Confirm that address. So I think we know it, but just in case. Now, that means there's plenty of room for you. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And as I say, I expected you to get the last bumper stumper, but I have no reason to believe how many people might or might not be listening to this conclusion of New Year's Day show. And also, as I mentioned, the conclusion of this year's edition of the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club. It will be perfectly safe to come out tomorrow, and the holidays will be over. Mercury went direct today, but again, bear in mind that there's a shadow of the retrograde, and that shadow will occur until the 20th of January. Now, if you're wondering what a shadow of a retrograde is, and as you know, Mercury never actually goes backwards, okay? It's just apparent motion from our perspective here on Earth. And so the first thing you note is when it stations, meaning when it stops and turns, supposedly. Mercury doesn't stop either, so you understand that. But anyway, when it stops and turns retrograde, that moment in time is a spot on the zodiac. Now, then it goes and does it retrograde boogie until a date like today, January 1st, when it stops at stations, it goes direct. Well, it's not all over until it gets back to the point that it was when it went retrograde. That's the shadow of the retrograde. And so if you follow Mercury retrograde, don't forget that the shadow absolutely has an effect. And of course, you can decide if it's just complete nonsense. Likewise, the next new moon is on Thursday, January 11th at 5:57 in the morning. And that is Central Time. And so if you're into a law of abundance and want to make that stronger, then that's the time right before the new moon. Since you'll probably be asleep, just do it right before you go to sleep. And do what? Well, those are your prosperity checks, all right? You can go to MaryAnnWinkowski.com and look at the law of abundance, and you will know all about it. So that's the deal, too. So this, of course, is New Year's Day. But don't forget, it's also Polar Bear Plunge Day. And for all the masochists in your life, that's the holiday to take a look at Polar Bear Plunge Day. And I think they actually have had it in several locations. Wherever it's freezing, basically. There used to be a place that was, well, there still is a place. It's just south of Fairbanks that used to do this, that was crazy then and crazy now. So anyway, there are some people who will take the plunge and get in the water today. Good luck. All right. Tomorrow is buffet day. Now there's a holiday. Yeah. I guess that can be good or bad depending on where you are at the moment. It's also National Cream Puff Day and National Personal Trainer Awareness Day. I assume that National Personal Trainer Awareness Day is in conjunction with all those New Year's resolutions that you're going to break before the end of the week. So I won't even ask if you made any, because I know if you did, that's not going to work out. And so if it does, it's just absolute coincidence. But other than that, we have, Cream Puff Day, National Cream Puff Day. Probably want to be aware of that should you want to celebrate tomorrow. It's for dessert and pastry lovers to celebrate the cream puff, the French creation, originated in France, don't you know? And they're known as a few other things that I can't pronounce. But bottom line is do not do this at home. Pastry chefs know how to do it. But, you know, you can go to the local stores and bakery of your choice and buy the cream puff, then eat them, and then you will have celebrated. And like I mentioned, it's also buffet day. And I'm sure that you don't want to miss that. And the only problem with the National Day calendar is they don't always tell you, in fact, they almost never tell you, where these holidays originated. You know, so you say to yourself, what food chain originated National Buffet Day? And I don't know, but the history of the buffet goes back to the middle of the 16th century. The buffet table comes from Swedish schnapps, believe it or not. Well, I guess they were drunk when they thought of it. Why not? The custom peaked during the early 18th century and then developed into the more modern buffet in the 19th century and, of course, now developed into a lot of restaurants, which you probably will not eat. So that's the deal there. And, of course, during the 1950s, I'll tell you what, smorgasbord restaurants were absolutely everywhere. And most of them have receded, for better or worse. All right, so that's enough history. We have a question, and hopefully you have an answer. Actually, we had our question and answer. It's my fault. I didn't give you the next question. I tell you what. All right, so here we go. This is found virtually everywhere these days, no matter where you go, even if you don't go anywhere. But it wasn't invented until over 70 years ago in 1952. And it wasn't used at all for the first 22 years it existed. What is it? So ubiquitous now, invented in 1952, not used anywhere until 1974. What is it? 888-876-5593. 8888-ROLLYE on WGN Radio.
Good morning, darling. How do you feel? I know it seems like a dream, but it's so for real. So get yourself together. It's time to go home. I'll try to explain to your folks why we were gone so long. Last night at graduation, they seemed so proud, ready to send you off to college, but they don't know.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And recorded on Coco, a subsidiary of Stax. So you want a year? I can tell you that too, if it'll help. And so let's see. You might know him for something else, but 1972 on Coco. So who is he? And what does everybody have in common that we've played so far? So 888-876-5593. Oh, we have our invention in the early 50s that doesn't have any use until the mid-70s and now is ubiquitous everywhere. What is it? And we have James in Oregon. Go take a guess. What do you think, James?
Hey, good evening. Happy New Year.
Yes, you too.
Yeah. Hey, I'm thinking microwave ovens, because they came out and they were kind of using industrial things, and then it was kind of later on that they started using them in homes more often and stuff.
It's a nice guess. It's not right, but it's nice.
Say what?
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yes. They came out in 1946, and you're right, they weren't in homes then because they were over $5,000 and they were 750 pounds. And so they started selling them actually in the mid 60s. Whirlpool, I think, in 67 had them out for about $500. And then they were refined a bit after that.
Okay. Right. Well, I was thinking, that's what I was thinking, is something to do in the home, maybe, you know, that's like that would be used in the home. And not TVs, because TVs were around in the 50s. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, and before, yes. And it's
Even before, yeah. But I know that was, I was trying to think what we were using more often in the around the early 70s, like that.
It got its first use in the 70s, and then exploded after that. Considerably after that, actually, I would say.
I mean, computers, home computers, that was a lot later. Yeah.
Well, that's not it.
No.
Nice try, though.
Okay, I'm thinking.
All right. Well, good deal.
All right. Well,
call us back.
I'll get off so you can take more calls.
Maybe we'll refine it. All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right.
So 888-876-5593. Moving along to, let's see here, Adler in Chicago. I'm going to take a guess. What do you think, Adler?
The airbag.
Nice, but not right.
Okay. The other thing I saw was a laser, but I was a minute later than that.
Yeah, lasers are good too, but not right. If you think of anything else, you call me back.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good evening.
Thanks. All right, so 888-876-5593. Marianne in Chicago. Going to guess on one of our bumpers or more. So what'd you hear, Marianne?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. What'd you hear?
On the bumper stumper, that was Mr. Tommy Tate.
It is Tommy Tate. Why do you know Tommy Tate?
Because he just is so mellow and has a sound that I like.
Yeah, and he was quite the songwriter, too. Luther Ingram, Bobby Bland, Johnny Taylor, Isaac Hayes, Little Milton, and others recorded Tommy Tate records, and sadly, he's been gone since 2017 now. But yes, that was one of his songs on Coco.
Could I take a guess at the trivia question?
I don't see why not. What do you think?
Is it a microwave?
It is not a microwave.
Okay, because I was born in 52, and I'm saying, it's not me. So.
Right, exactly. All right, so good deal. But if you think of something else, you call me back. But you've already won. You got Tommy Tate. You're the first bumper that's been guessed tonight.
I hope somebody else calls in because I was getting ready to fall asleep.
Oh, man. Well, see, you did it. You won. So hang on. Don't go away.
All right.
So good deal. Yes, Marianne is absolutely right. Put her on hold. 100% right. So let's see. Oh, we're going to do, I believe we're going to the Navy. But first, I see I'm looking up on the screen, and I think I have two correct answers. And so it's Sam and Gurney and Dale in Las Vegas. And Sam called first. You both win. Not that the prizes are worth anything, but Sam did call first. So, Sam, what is it?
Hey, Raleigh, thank you so much. Yeah, I dated a gal in my youth, and her father actually got killed in an airplane accident, but he was working on it, and I believe it was the barcode.
It is the barcode, and the two guys who patented it were Norman Woodland and Bernard Silver. And so I don't know if any of those...
Okay, I don't recognize... Yeah, I don't recognize either of those as her father, but it could have been. I know that there were four of them killed in a plane crash, and... Her father was working on it at the time, but I'm just thankful to win.
Yeah, no, you did. And Norman and Bernard patented it in 1952, but it was so impractical. Nobody was interested in this that they sold it to IBM in the late 50s. Now, IBM was refining it, and your friend's father might have been with IBM. But here's the deal. Even IBM's purchase in 59, it was never put to use until June 26, 1974. And
wow, yeah, it's so insane because I was born in the 60s, so I wasn't alive when it was invented, but like I said, when I went with her, she was sharing that information with me, and her father was killed around the time that I was seeing her.
I'll bet he was an IBM guy because they were the ones who were refining it after Woodland and Silver
sold
it.
Yeah, I believe that's true. I do believe that rings a bell. Yeah, it's been a lot of years, but it rings a bell.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is the first thing that was scanned on June 26, 1974 was a pack of Wrigley's gum. And it was at a Marsh supermarket in Troy, Ohio. It was 10 cents. But what's really weird is that scanner and that pack of gum is on display at the Smithsonian.
That's crazy. And did you ever hear the story behind the Wrigley gum deal with Billy Graham and so forth?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that, like, he was a Fuller Brush guy. So, right. Like, he was selling Fuller Brushes, and I think they gave away the Wrigley gum as, like,
right. It was absolutely a promotional item. That's exactly right. And they found out the gum was valued more than what they were trying to sell. That's absolutely true.
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
But
well,
thank you so much for having me on, and I'm so thankful to win.
All right, thanks. Hang on. Don't go away. All right, so, yeah, and again, the prize is you get a certificate eventually, which is the fun part, and then stuff you don't want, like tabloids or DVDs or CDs or something like that, but you do it for the fun of it, and we're thrilled that Sam did, so we put him on hold to get his address, and we will reconvene right after the news with World War II U.S. Navy trivia and another question. But Dale, as I say, Dale in Las Vegas got it right, so you're a winner too, Dale, so don't go away, Dale. Stay right where you are, and we'll get your address too, but like I say, you're mostly doing it for the fun of it. All right, that's where we'll pick it up next hour, right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? Yeah, Cincinnati, mid-50s. Who are they? All right, 888-876-5593. There's your next bumper snumper. There'll be a few more. You can tell me who the artists are, what the theme is, if the theme is becoming apparent. But so far, only Mariana's guest an artist, so we'll see how you do on that. But I don't know if he's still there, but I hope that John got his information otherwise. But Dale in Las Vegas, you knew your barcode, so you are a winner too. Now, I don't know. Dale may not be there anymore. All right, well, if you're around Dale, and if John didn't get your information, by all means, please call him back. Not that it's, you know, anything to wait for by the mailbox or anything, but eventually you get a certificate and something else you don't want, a CD, a DVD, a tabloid, that's right, and you get one of those for each win. All right, so we will have another question here in moments, and, well, actually, I should probably give you this other question here. All right. As of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. As of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. What? 888-876-5593. Now, Bruce in Elwood, I believe, wants World War II naval questions. So how's it going, Bruce?
Okay, Raleigh, how are you doing?
All right. So are you feeling okay?
Yeah. My progress has slowed down a little bit, but it's to be expected.
Well, you're sounding good.
I'm on my last nerve like everybody else right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is my escape to come here, you know.
Well, good. Good. Well, we're glad to have you. All right. We'll talk.
Real quick.
I
got a question real quick. I missed what was your first question? I must have walked out of the room. The one about
percentage
New Mexico?
Right. Suicide.
Oh, suicide. Oh.
Yeah. The percentage of population suicide is most common in Lithuania, and in the United States, it's most often in New Mexico.
Wow. I'm a survivor of a suicide in my marriage, so...
Oh, man. I hate to hear
that. Illinois is high. It's 100% for me, so that's pretty high.
Yeah, right. And, you know, it's interesting, though. I was also looking at the statistics, and it's much more likely that you're male if you're going to commit suicide. Females, less common.
Mine is very uncommon because, and it caused a lot of problems for me, but it was a female
with a firearm.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're right. That's
really rare.
It is, thank God, rare. It's interesting also, on average, the number of attempts that are made before one is successful. So that's rare, too. Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. It's real tough.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but, you know, of course, obviously I was a suspect that night because
of
the way it came down.
Oh, geez. And that makes it even worse.
They were out in the field with the dogs looking for the body while they were interviewing me.
Right. That's interesting. What do you mean out in the field? I mean, if she took her life, wasn't her body known? Didn't they know?
No. No, I came home from work. I don't want to take up too much. But anyway, I came home from work. I worked midnight.
Yeah.
I got up at about noon. Right. Wanted to go out for lunch, and she was gone.
Okay.
Couldn't find her. Finally, about 7 o'clock, I started to think my neighbor came home, and she wasn't with her, and I found a suicide note.
Oh, God.
So I called the police, and they came, and she had been out. I have a field behind my house.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, big field with hills in it, and she had went out there before and tried it.
Oh, God.
Not with a different way. And so I called the police, and they went and looked a little bit, and then they called, and a police dog finally found her.
Oh.
About 500 feet behind the house in this tall grass.
Yeah.
Along a creek. It's not a place you could walk to. There's not paths or anything.
Right.
So she trudged her way back there.
Man.
And she was disabled. She walked with a cane.
Yeah.
She had her cane, a Pepsi, a bag, and the gun.
Oh, wow.
Put the gun in the bag so anybody seeing her on the original path she walked down wouldn't see that she was carrying a gun.
Right, of course.
And so, obviously, what saved me was the suicide note.
Oh, man.
And I started to walk back there because she's been back there before. She used to walk.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I don't need to be back out here. If I would have went back there and saw the gun, I might have picked it up to keep it from somebody getting it.
Right.
But as it was her gun, and I hadn't touched it in years.
Yeah.
So my fingerprints weren't on it.
Oh, what a heartbreaking story all the way around. That's just horrible.
There's more to it than that, but I don't want to, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have to assume that people who elect to do that are absolutely not in the right mind, because I'm sure that she wasn't intending to punish you and put you in that situation where now you're a suspect. Just, she probably didn't even cross her mind.
Well, it was worse than that. I mean, she had gambled away every dime we had.
Oh, God.
And also, 3 days later is when I had my first perforation in my colon. So I had the same surgery I had this year, I had 3 days after that happened.
Oh, my God. And that undoubtedly, the stress of going through that is what kicked that into high gear.
Exactly.
Oh, man. How long ago was this?
It was 2007.
Well, that's not that long ago in the scheme of things. That's really tough.
No.
Really tough. Did you have kids?
No, we didn't have any kids.
Thank God. Now, when she was gambling, were you aware that she was doing that?
She was disabled because she had fibromyalgia and lupus and the Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Yeah.
She couldn't work. Right. So when I would be at work, she would go gamble.
And you were unaware of this?
And she was an accountant, so I didn't touch any of the money.
Okay. So
that's what she was before she got sick.
So she was handling the funds, and you were completely unaware. When did you make the discovery?
She did it on a Friday. She did it on a Friday. On Sunday, I found out I was totally broke. I didn't have 10 cents.
Oh, my God.
My check went in the bank. You know, it was a direct deposit. She had so many payday loans and stuff out that...
oh, my God.
My check went in the bank at 12 and was gone at like 12:03.
Okay.
Already taken out, and she went through everything. She got into my pension fund and went through that, and...
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I assume that her suicide, part of it was precipitated by the fact that she got in so deep there was no way out.
Exactly.
Oh, what a horrible story. You know, I think if there's any object lesson for anybody who's listening to this to realize is, yes, I'm not telling you not to trust your spouse, but my God's sakes, be aware of what's going on financially in your life. I haven't heard of anybody personally who has the extent of what you've gone through, but I've known more than a handful of people to find out they're impoverished because of the actions of a spouse. So, you got to know.
We've been married 33 years, and she always handled the money. I mean, my money was screwed up when we got married. And it was so bad that she was covering up so many things. She was writing bad checks. She hadn't paid. I almost lost my house.
I only saved
my house because she didn't pay the taxes. I went in, and I was in the hospital, and my insurance agent was a friend of mine who I'd known from years. And he called me. And I couldn't collect any of the insurance because of the suicide, and I could have been involved in it.
Right. Now, that's...
So I was able to get a loan off of a whole life policy to pay my taxes.
Oh, God.
Ahead of time. But it took me about nine weeks to get a final death certificate.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, many of the insurance policies don't pay out on suicide for a period of time, but after that do. So is this a case where the policy was not that old or a case that just prohibited it entirely?
Well, no. They pay, in Illinois, it's a law. They pay off if the policy's in effect for 5 years.
Okay.
But I had two policies, plus I had her. She worked at a high school, so I had her retirement. But I couldn't touch any of it because the death certificate I had said undetermined.
Was that?
And it took me 9 weeks to get a death certificate that said gunshot suicide.
And when that happened, were you able to collect on the insurance?
Yes, okay. But that was over almost 3 months later.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand that, but that's better than never.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't think people realize what they are doing to somebody they theoretically love when they go through that. And at the very least, it would have behooved her, if she was in her right mind, to, in fact, not left you with that mess. But if she was in her right mind, she wouldn't have taken her life. So it's a moot thing. What an unfortunate situation. Now, did you eventually find somebody else, remarry?
I was engaged once to someone who turned out to have a drinking problem, and I thought I could change her.
Oh, no. No. You cannot. You absolutely cannot.
I got this real nice engagement ring, and I think anytime I think about doing something stupid, I'm going to get an earring made out of it, and I can wear it.
Good for you. All right. Well, what an atrocity to have to go through that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
but you're fine now. That's the good thing. Although you had a recurrence of some of the physical problems, but even that looks like 2024 is the healing year.
That was all of that they took out this last time was a result of what happened 15 years ago.
Good. So hopefully now that's the end of it and a new chapter begins.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
I hope so.
Me too. What a terrible story. I'm so sorry. So,
yeah, like I said, I live in a small town, and the police knew I didn't do it. The fire chief was there, and I was an EMT, so I knew when the paramedics went out and they walked out in the field and didn't come back out again, I knew what was going on, you know.
Right.
But I was interviewed by a county police officer, you know, and he's like, he's sitting there and he's got CSI on his collar, and I'm thinking, this is a bad TV show and I can't change the channel.
Right, exactly. Yeah, what a horrible story. Oh, man. Well, shall we move on to World War II Navy questions?
Yeah.
All right. So you join the Navy, you finish boot camp. Now you're undergoing the physical and mental examination because you're going to be on a submarine, but you get kicked out. Now, only 10% of the volunteers ever actually make it to submarine duty. And things like claustrophobic, antisocial, easily upset, you know, that would knock you out, as well as a number of different health things. But there was one health-related thing that kicked out so many, many volunteers, they rejected them outright, that ultimately the Navy had to launch an investigation and change the standards. What was it that was causing all these volunteers to be rejected?
Oh, boy. Well, it could be, I would say eyesight.
Not eyesight. Give me, we'll have you get three guesses here.
Okay, eyesight, claustrophobia?
Nope. That's on the list for sure, but nope. This is physical.
Dental health.
Yes. That's exactly right. Scores of service people were rejected because of the shape of their teeth that the Navy launched an investigation and lowered the dental standards.
They were real touchy on eyeglasses, too.
Oh,
200, 20 by 400 and you couldn't go no matter what, even if it was correctable.
Oh, I'll bet. I'm surprised they would let you in the service at all. So.
Well, they did. When I was going to my A school, the guy in my room was going ballistic missile submarine, and
yeah.
He was going through all that when I knew him.
Ah. Well, yeah, dental standards, and they say, well, there weren't any dentists on the submarine, so you have to start with pretty good teeth. And unfortunately, the Navy discovered that not that many people had pretty good teeth in World War II.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Well, you are a winner.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Hang on.
Have a good week.
Don't go away. We'll confirm that address. You too. Thanks, Bruce. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to Cleveland Dennis, and we'll get to Sam and Gurney, and we'll get to Jan and Dallas, and we'll get to another bumper stumper in moments here on WGN Radio.
In my hair, you made me child of a noble man. My only love, precious gift from above. Now he is leaving day by day. Hear me cry. Slowly dying. Oh Lord, what are you doing to me? I never cared about the troubles that life brings. In fact, I'm grateful.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and this is Monday Night Trivia, and we got another, little more than a half hour to go, and we've got plenty of bumper stumpers here. They all have something in common. All of the artists have something in common with each other, and just played that one, 1964 on Scepter. Who is she, and what does she have in common? And then, of course, we have, as of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. What? All right, Jan in Dallas wants to take a guess at that. What do you think, Jan?
Pardon me, on Social Security retirement.
Oh my God! Do you? I might want to tell you this. You'll be really horrified. But 20 years ago, of course, it was 2002, as you know, and there were 40 million Americans on Social Security retirement.
Wow, so I guess wrong, right?
Yeah, boy, I tell you, only by about 38 million. Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
boy.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, isn't that horrifying to think? Well, you know, in 1970, it was only 25 million, and then in 2022, it was 66 million. So, yeah, and we wonder why the system doesn't work. Well, they weren't expecting anybody to live quite as long.
No, they weren't, were they?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All
okay.
Right. So, yeah, that's a wonderful guess. I wish it were true. It would solve a lot of problems. But, I mean, short of euthanasia, they're stuck with these numbers. And, you know, that's the way that is. So, Cleveland Dennis, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yes, good evening, happy new year.
You too.
And thank you. I'm guessing that there's two different color eyes for 2 million Americans.
Oh, that's interesting. I have no idea what that number would be, but that's not it.
A lot lower, I'm sure, but that came up in my mind. But at the same time, I'm guessing the last bumper, not the last one, but the previous, that's why I called, is Shirley by the Schoolboys.
Absolutely right. We had Shirley correct. Hang on, you are a winner. All right.
Well, I'm going to hang on. I want to say more.
Okay, then hang on.
I remember
on.
That.
You got to say it later. Don't go anywhere. We'll pick it up right there. 6 out of 10,000 people have different colored irises, they say. I don't know. Some of them are probably related to border collies. It's hard to tell. But we'll pick up that news. We'll find out what's going on in the world at large. Then we'll get back to Cleveland Dennis and to Sam and Gurney and to you two on the waning moments here on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Said goodbye. Do you think that I will sit and cry? Even if my heart should tell me so, darling, I would rather let you go. Just because you think that you're so smart, breaking lovers' hearts. Before I let this thing happen to me, darling, I would rather swim the sea. I know you think you're smart, just running around and breaking lovers' hearts. Just because I want someone who
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, there's your bumper stumper. Don't tell me it's Lloyd Price. Lloyd wrote it, of course, and had the original recording, the first recording of that. But a month later, this guy brought it out. Who is this guy? And yes, he's well known. Not for this, but he's well known. So 888-876-5593. Now, we were talking to Cleveland Dennis, who said, but wait, I'm not done. All right, so carry on.
Okay, well, that one, I'm going to guess Larry Williams for the bumper.
Absolutely right.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I'm good. Thank you, because, of course, I would know it by Lloyd Price, but
yes.
I think they were both on the same record label, Specialty,
no,
right?
They're both. I don't think Lloyd was on Specialty on that, was it?
Okay, well.
Certainly Larry Williams was. I think that he was at Ampar by then, but that's a good question. So let me try and find that out.
I'm getting acute, or I'm able to develop a little bit with my left ear on hearing some of these voices. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk to you briefly, hopefully, about the gambling. Because I watch football and I listen to sports talk, and they always have the gambling ads. But at the end comes the more so. I hear more so. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-HELP or whatever.
Of course, of course.
But, you know, you can see, I guess, based on the bankruptcies and home foreclosures, because we used to do foreclosure clean out, and I know a little bit about that. But it's bad news with the gambling, because poor souls are getting burnt all the time because some people can't control it. My used to be, we had about $500,000 into the Wall Street roulette wheel back in the late 90s before the bubble burst, or whatever they called it. And she had a girlfriend who she competed with out of Cleveland, a Mensa member. She had $1 million, and they kept on trying to beat each other out. Well, I told them at some point in October before the crash hit, I said, you know, I always warned you got to put some of that aside. I was told to be quiet and sit in the corner, which I did. And then about 6 months later, all we had were penny stocks. Penny stocks from all that. And we were set to buy a silver anniversary Corvette the next day from the neighbor who had a barn full of great antiques and Corvettes, but didn't happen.
but it's a dream that fizzled away, and that's all I got to say about the gambling. But I would like to request a song if I could.
Okay, by the way, I checked the Lloyd price. It was on Ampar, ABC Paramount.
Very good. How about El Watusi by Ray Moretta?
All right.
That was a 1963, I think, kind of charted, but I find it interesting for a lot of reasons, which I won't go into now, but thank you very much. Again, Happy New Year to everyone, and I'm always listening, Raleigh.
Well, good deal. Good to have you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, yeah, El Watusi, Ray Barreto, that was on Tico, which was one of the many George Goldner labels that wound up in Moish Levy's hands, obviously. All right. So, let's see what we have with Stephanie and Madison. All right, Stephanie.
Hey, Raleigh. I think Dennis beat me to it. Just heard Lloyd Price, one of my favorite singers.
Well, it wasn't Lloyd Price. It wasn't Lloyd Price. No, that's what I'm trying to say. It was Larry Williams. It was Larry Williams' version. You did not hear Lloyd Price.
Oh, my gosh. I have to tell you that I love all the bumpers. I didn't recognize the names. Usually I do, but I'm really looking toward to the end of the show. Just want to wish you guys, I already wish John a Happy New Year. I'm wishing you a Happy New Year, too.
Well, you
and,
too.
I'm so glad you guys are in the world and some, you know, cool callers. And I have a request to you. I love Joe Stafford, and there's a song called What You Know, Joe. I would love it if you could play that song. You know, I don't know if you know what song I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do actually. I can do that. In fact, I've had for a while, speaking of Joe Stafford, I've had a request to play the Darlene Edwards' It's Magic, and I'll do that too.
Oh, hey, you are a sweetheart. Thank you.
Thanks.
God
appreciate
bless
it.
You all.
All right.
Yeah, and you have a good one. Take
good
care.
Deal. And we do have one more bumper stumper coming up, and maybe that will be the definitive theme. I don't know. I'll leave it to you. They all have something absolutely in common there. What is it? In the meantime, as of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common, and Sam and Gurney are going to take a guess at it. So what do you think, Sam?
Hey, Raleigh, I'm going to take a stab. I'm going to say Alzheimer's, but please, before you cancel me out, I want to ask you, I won a couple of prizes here in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And if you and John would send me an autographed picture of the two of you together, I'm willing to forego the prizes for that picture.
You know, you'll get the prizes, but there are no pictures of John and I together.
Well, you gotta get one then. I'll come and take it myself.
I tend not to ever like to take pictures, but I do think actually we might have at our wedding, but I'm not sure. I'll look. And if we do, I'll be happy to.
I mean, honestly, I just would love to put it on our family wall.
Aren't you
we
kind?
We listen to you. Love both of you, and John and you have been wonderful, and I would, more than anything, I don't even care about the prizes, but if you can come up with an autographed picture, I would love it.
I will absolutely look for that, and we do want to get you the prizes, though, as far as that goes. At least the certificates, they're fun. All right, so good deal. Thanks. John says, no, I don't have any. We have none. We have none. He came in here and said, we have none. Well, maybe
get one soon.
Or else we'll do it individually. There you go. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bless you.
Thanks.
Bless you. God bless you.
You too.
Thank you.
Last time we drove to Alaska, that's been a while now, 2008. I think John did take a couple pictures of me, and I think I took a picture of John, but I don't know. Maybe there's something together. I'll look. John says no, but I think there might be at the Welcome to Alaska sign. Well, didn't exactly say that. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh. And we'll get to Johnny D, who, of course, wants his hominid question. And we'll do that and more. There's room for you, too, because we've got another 15 minutes or so left of Monday Night Trivia. Make the most of it and call on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is she? And actually, it's only this record that puts her in the league with everybody else we've played. But she certainly had quite a few records, not only on one of her names, but also she was Peaches after Francine Barker retired from Peaches and Herb. So who is she? 888-876-5593. And what is it that put her in the same boat with every one of the artists we played? All of them have one thing in common, and probably only one thing. So what is it? 888-876-5593. I'll reveal before the end of the show, so worry not. But in the meantime, Johnny D is in Ohio. What's happening tonight, Johnny D?
I hope you have a happy and uneventful and tolerable New Year.
You too. And that's a very nice way to put it. I'll accept all of that.
Right. Quiet, you know.
Yes, agreed.
Anyhow, no, I fell asleep again. I missed half your show, most of your show.
Uh-huh.
I'm down at Caesar's Palace. I was down at Caesar's Palace watching the college football playoff game, Washington and Texas, Washington won.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up in the final moments. Anyhow, so, yeah. And so then, okay, the... I also got a song going on. I can do a little verse if you want to hear it.
Ah, sure.
All right, I patterned it after the song that you like, Stand Up.
Oh, yeah, and Testify.
Okay, here it goes. Let me see, I jotted it down. If you're hearing Monday Night Show and hear a song that you know, call her up and try to get in. If you got no doubt about it, call her up and shout it. Because if you don't, it might be a sin. Call up and tell her all about it. Call up, identify. Call up, call her up and shout it. Call up and testify. Call up. Okay.
That's great. That's absolutely great. Thank you.
I could finish it. I was going to do a whole song.
That's great.
You?
Yeah, absolutely. This is wonderful. We'll play it.
Okay, great. Now, on the question of the 2 million people.
Yes.
They were on a permanent disability?
Nope.
2 million people?
Nope.
Okay. All right, what's the hominin question?
All right, here we go. Early hominins are commonly assigned to the genus A, Homo, B, Paranthropus, C, Ardipithecus.
Early hominins.
Yes, are commonly assigned to genus Homo, genus Paranthropus, or genus Ardipithecus.
Well, early hominins. Well, okay, I'm trying to think of Ardipithecus and... Did you say Paranthropus?
Yeah, I called it Paranthropus, but that sounds good if it's Paranthropus.
Okay, it's Paranthropus.
Okay, Paranthropus, that's one of them.
All right, they're not, them two aren't Homo. And so, the question is, early hominins.
Yes.
Are in the group of Homo? Paranthropus or Australopithecus?
Oh, yeah, Ardipithecus, Paranthropus.
Ardipithecus.
Yeah, Ardipithecus. Ardipithecus. Pithecus.
Okay. Paranthropus or Ardipithecus? It's one of those two. I'm going to say Paranthropus.
We have a winner.
Okay.
That's exactly right. That's what they are. Yes.
That's right. Paranthropus, Sediba.
Right. None of them are here to vouch for it, of course. So.
No, they're long gone, but if it wasn't for them, there would be no Homo sapiens.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
At least, that's what science says.
Yeah,
Some other listeners might say something different, and I don't know. I'm stuck in the middle.
Well, exactly, Steelers will. If somebody, in fact, from that era wants to call in, I'd defer to them in a heartbeat.
Raleigh, they didn't have the larynx, the thing in your throat.
Yeah, but
it hadn't developed yet.
But no. See, it's a long time. They've had plenty of time to develop it.
Okay. Alrighty then. All right, like hang. I say then.
Well, I'm glad
I got in.
Me too. Me too. Okay. So, hang on, and we'll confirm
like
that address.
That song,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Sounds great. Thank you.
All right.
So, good deal. So, John will add to Johnny D's stash, because I'm sure at this point he knows the address, one would hope. All right. So, we eventually will be mailing out prizes, and a couple things have waylaid us that I won't belabor for a lot of reasons. All right. So, let's see now. And by the way, if you want to guess on this in the waning moments, this is the time to trundle to your phone right away. As of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. What is it? And Diane in Chicago is going to take some guesses. So, Diane, what do you think?
Oh, hi, Raleigh. Yes. I'm going to be like James here and make a slew of them here.
Okay.
Okay, one of them would be over 100 years old.
Nope. Next.
Colorblind.
Next.
Have seen a UFO.
Next.
Left-handed.
Next.
Ambidextrous. They speak five or more languages.
Next.
Over 7 feet tall.
All right, those are your six. Oh. Struck out, okay. But thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay, can I ask you one thing? Why did the person walk in your office and purposely dump a bowl of paper clips? And
well,
that
you know, and I liked the guy too. He did it for months because he couldn't believe that I would actually just pick them up. The first time he did it, he was trying to get a rise out of me, and I didn't realize it. And I just picked them up, and after that, I think that he just kept doing it, figuring, well, sooner or later, she's got to complain.
Well, that's an odd thing. It's sort of a little sadistic in a way.
I don't know. It didn't bother me. We talked about other things while I was picking them up. But okay. All right. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay, one more thing. The John and Darlene Edwards.
Yes.
When you're going to do...
It's magic.
But there's another, that one I said, Silvery Moon. There's such a contrast between that choir that sings before, and they say that when they were recording it, they broke up in laughter because they didn't expect her to come out singing, but they sing that chorus first, and it's just a nice contrast than Silvery Moon.
I might try to do that for you then. Thanks, appreciate it. Yeah, and of course, then some people have requested Stayin' Alive only because the Bee Gees didn't realize it was a spoof. Yeah, they came out as saying they didn't really like that version. Well, that's the whole idea. All right, so tomorrow night we'll talk some... John and Darlene Edwards and that spoof. And you know, I love it only because what it really was, more than anything else, was a screw you to Mitch Miller. And yeah, boy, loved that. So I'm not sure if we'll have time to get James's World War II trivia or Sherry's guesses, because I first want to go over, before I run out of time, what the deal was with the bumper stumpers. On the bumper stumpers, everybody we played... and believe me, about 30 more that I almost played, have this in common. They all recorded at one time or another for OK. Yeah, OK Records. Yeah, so what we had Maurice Rogers coming in out of the rain, 1969 on Double Shot, but Mo Rogers certainly earlier had done some OK stuff. The Teniers, Get Out of My Car, uh-oh, in 1955, that was on OK. Titus Turner, The Return of Stago Lee, that was 1959 on King. George Freeman did Down and Out, 1963 on Valiant. The Opals, I'm So Afraid, 1965 on OK. I'm not even sure I played that, but I meant to. Tommy Tate, School of Life, 1972 on Coco. It was Big Maybell, Oh Lord, What Are You Doing to Me, 1964 on Scepter. As We Determined, the Schoolboys did Shirley, 1956 on OK. Larry Williams did Just Because, the cover of Lloyd Price, 1957 on Specialty. And it was Marlena Mars, Just Another Dance, 1965 on OK. So all of them were on OK at one time or another. By percentage of the population around the world, this happens most often in Lithuania. In the United States, it happens most often in New Mexico. It is suicide. Found everywhere these days, no matter where you go, even if you don't leave home. Wasn't invented until over 70 years ago in 1952. Wasn't used at all for 22 years. First time it was used was June 26, 1974. Now it's ubiquitous. What is it? Barcodes. And we leave for next week. As of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. Now, before we leave for next week, Sherry in Naperville wanted a guess. So you got about a minute for me? Go for it, Sherry.
Okay. 2 million were deaf.
Nope.
Okay. Amputees?
Nope.
Paraplegic?
Nope.
In the Special Olympics?
No.
Okay. Divorcing that year?
Nope.
Getting married that year?
Nope.
Okay, I think that's six.
All right. Thanks for trying. Talk to you later.
Happy New Year.
You too. All right, so I've got about a minute, and that's not going to be enough time for World War II trivia, but do you have any guesses on our trivia question, James? All right, I think we lost James. All right, so we'll pick him up next week for Monday Night Trivia, but probably between now and then as well. Tomorrow night is a slightly delayed start. I don't know exactly how delayed. It is college something or other. I assume college football. That seems to be what's in vogue today. And why not? Lots of bowls, things like that. So tomorrow night is a slight delay. Now, other than that, it is full shows on Wednesday and Thursday. And like I say, maybe full shows tomorrow. It depends how quickly they wrap it up or whatever. So let me see if I can go to the WGN Radio website, a wonderful site it is, and look at the rest of the schedule. All right, so now Adam proclaims 10:30 tomorrow, so we'll see. And apparently that's interesting because I see tomorrow the Chicago Blackhawks and the Northwestern Wildcats pretty much on at the same time. So that could be a very interesting program. You probably want to listen. All right, we'll be on after that, maybe 10:30. Then, like I say, a full program on Wednesday and on Thursday. And that's the deal for this week. Until tomorrow night at probably 10:30, because Adam's usually right, that'll be a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Couldn't play Monday Night Trivia without you. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.